from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Bell. It better not be hump day. It better be Friday. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
Peyton Russell alongside. And, we had a big, big, big show change around 6 o'clock last night. Big show change. Maybe 7 o'clock.
Do you think this is the first time in the history of this show, or any show for that matter, where a show lineup was so heavily adjusted based on someone tweeting, LOL, period? And all lowercase LOL.
Yeah. So what's the difference in the LOLs? I'm not an LOL. I don't do the LOL.
I mean, I hate the LOL with a period on it. Like LOL, if that's what you're all you're typing, just type LOL. You don't need to put, if you're going to put LOL period, like you're being grammatically correct enough that you should have capitalized the LOL.
It's also had a shift in meaning. Like, it used to actually mean you were literally laughing out loud.
It is very dismissive a lot of times.
Yeah, now. It used to be like, actually, this is actually funny. And now it's just a dismissive LOL.
It's this guy.
That's it.
This guy over here. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It has had a shift. But I also had a shift on this entire thing over a four-hour period. Because when you first see the story, it is,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see the headline, and the headline reads, Bobby Bell,
Dak Prescott is the greatest quarterback of all. No, that's not what it says.
The headline.
No, it's not. It's CeeDee Lamb dismissively LOLs towards Jerry Jones after Jerry Jones dismissively says, I don't have to get this done. I have no urgency.
So the headline reads, Jerry Jones has no urgency to get the deal done. So what happens there is, like you said, CD posts the LOL period, and that's followed by a series of events.
Yeah, so where this all started was, it was a John Machota tweet. So John Machota yesterday, Jerry
stirring things up for nothing.
No. I disagree. We're going to disagree here, I think. Jerry Jones was speaking after practice yesterday, and as is normally the case, the beat is tweeting out quotes from Jerry live. Mm. Before video or audio of it gets out. And so John's tweet read, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on contract talks with CeeDee Lamb. I don't have any urgency to get it done. That's what he said. That tweet, since 6:20 yesterday, has 15.5 million impressions on Twitter.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot. Okay. Because CeeDee Lamb quote tweets it. It says, LOL, period. That's one of the first times CeeDee's quote or tweeted in months.
Yeah.
Was to just say LOL to this. Micah Parsons then immediately retweets it.
Oh, no.
A little bit later, Dak Prescott is standing up there at the podium doing his media availability. After he comes off of the podium and he sees the media kind of sauntering over to him.
Sauntering. Hmm.
Then he looks at them and says, I already know what y'all want to talk about. I've got urgency to get it done. And now we've got a full-blown controversy.
Yeah, we do.
A controversy is what I might say.
As Jerry would say.
But you think that that misses the mark on this story?
Well, maybe not totally misses the mark, but partially misses the mark. Because we do like to listen to the actual audio.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it read to me when it said, I have no urgency to get this done, is Jerry saying literally, I have no urgency to get this done. Like, sternly. So let's hear how it actually happened. Peyton Russell.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
So, maybe the quote itself.
Because Jerry never said it.
Well, he did say, I've got no urgency to get it done.
Fine. In a joking way.
After he was asked the question, do you have urgency to get it done? He said, no.
Well, that's not him saying, I have no urgency to get it done. You can't quote him that.
Well, you say, do you have any urgency to get it done? He says, no.
Okay, so then you can't.
And then they said,
you can't
why?
Say
no, but they said they said why, and then he follows up and says,
I don't know.
Why I said it. I've got no urgency to get it done. That is the quote he gave.
Okay, all right.
Is it you? How do you think that misses the spirit of what he was saying?
We'll be all in.
And let us know on the Frankel injury attorney's fan text if you think this misses the mark of Jerry's intent, because this has caused a firestorm where. People yesterday are melting down.
I just, like, that is such, I don't know, man. Like, that does not speak like this guy is sternly saying, I have no urgency to get it done.
The no does. No. And then it's why the follow-up, the longer quote doesn't, but it's the same question, right? It's Calvin Watkins asking him, do you have urgency to get it done? No.
So having urgency to get it done and wanting to get it done, I think are two different things. Like, I think he wants to get it done. I think he wants to have him under contract. I think CD wants to get it done. Does he have urgency to get it done, meaning, like, I've got to get it done this week? I mean, I don't think he would have that.
Well,
because I also think that that would put him in a negotiating disadvantage, or at least that's how he would view it.
Well, you know what? This wasn't our last development of the evening.
No.
We had another development. We had the world-famous social media bio change, RJ Choppy, and CeeDee Lamb has taken America's team out of his Twitter bio. It just says 8 now because he's 88. He's CeeDee Lamb. He's 88. But America's team is out of his bio now.
This is a classic 2024 athlete. They do this. They do this every time. It means something to them. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just for effect. I think the older people are like, what does that really mean? Doesn't really mean anything. It's big for the players. Players absolutely do this. And every single one of them does this. Every single one of them will do this.
Boy, there we've already got a lot of fiery feedback on the fan text. 979, his question asked about getting it done in the preseason. 214, too much reaching. 810, didn't miss the mark at all. Whether it's stern or not, that's what he said. 321, Choppy's right. 912, he said it. 817, what the hell? He literally said it. I'm confused. So there's a big split on here already. And that's why we have the talk feature.
Yeah, the Odyssey app. Go to the Odyssey app. Leave a message to Jerry.
The Tolo phone.
Yes. Are you with Jerry on what he said, or is this reaching? This might be reaching. It might be actual real things. He said it, but to me, there's a big difference between him saying it the way he said it versus a headline. I think it's a massive difference. How it's said in the construct of Jerry gets caught up in the joking with the media because he can't shut up.
But that's not a joke when he first gets out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Asked about it. No, the explanation gets, after is weird. I still don't know what that means. I went to high school. I went to college. Oh, my,
yeah,
my
he
bag
was,
fell
he,
over.
He went full on. Never mind. But it's, yeah, he can't shut up, so he just digs himself into a deeper hole.
I mean, I just don't understand what the explanation is after that. I went to high school. I went to college. Pick whatever you want. I went to Nobu.
We're not supposed to understand it. It's Jerry Jones talking into a microphone. We're not supposed to understand what he's
saying.
Clarence
sitting there trying to pretend like he knows what it means.
Yeah.
Like, Clarence, come on. You don't know what that means.
We're not supposed to understand what he's saying.
But I think this is indicative of the Cowboys' biggest problem is they try to exert power over everybody in negotiation. Their end game does not, consistently enough, it doesn't seem to be to get it done, Chop. It feels like their end game is, I want to come out of this with the sense that I was in control. I want to come out of this with the sense that who's the power? Who's in charge here? It's not you, it's me. That's how the Cowboys seem to approach things. It goes back to the whole Zeke who thing.
Right. I don't have a problem with them not having a sense of urgency to get it done. I don't have a problem with that. Because that means that they want to me, if you have a sense of urgency to get it done, that means you want to get it done at any cost. Like, you just want to get it done. And I don't think that's the right way to go about it. That's a bad way to build your team. Because then you're just going to overpay.
Play it one more time, Peyton. I want to hear it again just after we've talked about it for a second. I want to hear the context of it.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school, or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Let's see here. 432 says he said he has no sense of urgency. Big, big difference. Is there a difference between no sense of urgency and no urgency? Isn't the urgency...
No sense of urgency versus no urgency.
Like, does that mean like, is there pressure versus are you feeling pressure?
Oh, I guess. I think you could probably go down that.
It could be. I think that this is again. It's another example of the Cowboys' biggest concern. Way too often in their negotiations. Seems to be win it. Let's win the negotiation. That needs to be the top priority over getting it done, you know, getting ahead of things, making sure their books are this or that. They want to win every negotiation. It feels like such a, like, at least from just when you look at it from the outside, it seems like it's such a high for them.
Yeah, but name me the organization that doesn't want to win every negotiation. And I don't know if you mean athletes.
I mean, we heard years ago, and this didn't work out for them, but I mean, technically, neither worked out for them. We heard years ago, the Eagles got ahead of Carson Wentz and the Rams got ahead of Jared Goff because they didn't want to see whatever Jerry was going to end up paying Dak.
Right.
And they were like, let's get in now. Let's handle it. The Cowboys have no sense of urgency to get ahead of those sort
right.
of things.
Right. They wait until they pay when they have to pay.
It's like the...
they do pay, but they wait.
When Jerry gets asked consistently over the years... Hey, you know, this contract over here just signed. What does that mean for your negotiations over here? Jerry has said on several different occasions, nothing. Means nothing because what they do has nothing to do with what I want to pay. What I determine I pay, whatever I determine that I'm doing here,
they view the market as their market, not the league market.
Yeah, they have a market that's separate from everybody else in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And that's a little... you chuckle at that a little bit because... Then this offseason, it's why isn't this gotten done yet? Well, I'm waiting for leaves to fall. What leaves? You told us you don't worry about the leaves in anybody else's yard. You worry about your yard. Why are you worried about that all of a sudden? And so, I don't know. This just they I think they're feeling the pressure of there's three people, three massive stars. Arguably, what? You could make the case those are their three best players. Dak, Parsons, and Lamb.
I don't think you make the case. I think they are.
It depends on how much do you think Zach Martin or,
Okay, yeah.
But I mean, realistically, you're talking about those are their three best players, I think.
At least the ones that are in their prime. Like, Zach's out of his prime.
Yeah, those are their three best players. And I think they've got to be feeling the pressure. They've done this before, though, dude. 2019, they were heading into 2019 with the same situation. Their three best players were coming up. It was Amari and Dak in a contract year, just like Lamb and Dak are in a contract year. And it was Zeke heading into his fourth season, and it's Micah heading into his fourth season.
Oh, this is 2019 vibe.
How could they? I don't understand how they could have laid the groundwork for it to mirror exactly the same one of the most toxic, awful seasons they've had. Chop, that was they went 8-8 that year.
Yeah.
8-8.
8-8.
And they were, I need to look up.
They were off. They were 3-0, I think, too.
Yeah. And I mean, just destroying teams the first 3 weeks of the season. They were 8-8, and what was their point differential? I got to look it up because I remember it was like a historical. Okay, so they were plus 113. It was the highest point differential in the history of the NFL for a team that finished 500.
That was a fake record. That was a fake record. That was an 11-win team.
It was. It should have been.
Yeah.
But you know why it wasn't? Because they let all this peripheral BS get in the way, and they're letting it happen again.
For the 703, which the Cowboys wanted to win Super Bowls as much as contract negotiations.
Damn right. Damn right. And that's the way a lot of people feel.
Yep.
And this is just a reminder of, and CD, we all felt like, it, for you, Chop, is CD not the easiest person in that building to pay? When you look at his resume, the market, what he brings, everything else, don't you look at it and go, that should be the easiest parameters to come to an agreement on?
I mean, him or Micah.
It just feels, even Micah, I feel like, is unique because Micah does a bunch of different things. It's like, well, he's such a unique case. The market's the market.
The market's the market.
You kind of feel like CD's settled in here.
Yeah, you would think so.
Use the Tolo phone. That's what we need. We're all going to be.
Tolo phone, Odyssey app. Hit us up. Leave us your message. Let us know what you're thinking on this subject. Maybe you just don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Look, if you're tired of contracts, don't want to hear about it anymore, tell us that. If you want to scream at Jerry, tell us that. If you want to scream for CD, get your ass into work. Do that, too. I put out we'll read some of these later. I put out a tweet yesterday, Chop, where I said, tell me in exactly five words your feelings about the CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jones drama.
Five words. Okay.
And I got 600 replies.
Oh, nice.
So we got lots of creative responses there.
Sean and RJ and the fam, what do the Rangers eat at the White House? Is Colleyville about to win the MVP? And the White Sox escaped their first goat.
Yeah!
No, baby. Just came up with that one myself. Sean and RJ and the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.